Great.
Okay,
to hear.
We are so excited to see all you guys have some music entertainment from now until the end of the show. So why don't we start with you, Brian? You're the first one, man.
Oh, okay.
Brian McCree from WCRB.
All right.
Take it away.
Yeah. So I want to talk about this woman named Joan Tower. She's one of the. I'll go ahead and use the pun. She's a towering composer of our time. She is a great composer. One of this country's really spectacular composers. She's approaching her 80th birthday, and
wow.
The Boston Modern Orchestra Project is devoting an entire concert to her music, and that's coming up on February 9th at Jordan Hall. Boston Modern Orchestra Project only plays music by living composers. It's one of this town's really wonderful gems that that kind of disproves that notion that classical music is all about the dusty books and the stuff from three centuries ago.
Or men.
Thank you, Marjorie.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there was
not
just a piece in the Globe talking about the dearth of women composers, and they were, of course, raising the composers' children. Enabling the composers to compose while they were changing the diapers. That's what I figured was going on, right?
You would think so.
Clara Schumann was an amazing pianist
and a composer as well.
Yes.
Yeah, well done.
Impressive. She had to deal with
We're going to come back to Clara Schumann in a later segment of this program.
Right.
But for now, Joan Tower. I mean, you know, classical seasons, all seasons really, are planned fairly far in advance. So it's not as though this concert is just a response to that. This isn't just sort of knee-jerk, let's have a woman compose. I mean, Gil Rose at Boston Modern Orchestra Project wants to honor Joan Tower, an entire evening devoted to her music. She's really well known for a piece that she wrote about 30 years ago called Fanfare for the Uncommon Woman, dedicated to Maren Alsop, the conductor of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Anyway, one of the pieces that I really want to highlight on this all-Joan Tower concert by the Boston Modern Orchestra Project is a thing called Made in America. Let's just listen to a little bit of this and see if you pick up a little bit here of something familiar as you listen. This is Made in America by Joan Tower.
Okay, I give up. Does anybody know what we should have picked up? Anybody in this room?
You just got it.
So it was?
America the Beautiful.
Exactly.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Exactly. Right. So this is a 13-minute piece that Joan Tower wrote, I think in 2001, something like that, on a commission. It was a kind of fairly interesting backstory, too. It was a commission that came from Ford Motor Company. And what they did was they gathered orchestras from all over the country, small orchestras that don't get chances to commission very often. And they put their resources behind it. And Joan Tower wrote this thing based on America the Beautiful as a way of sort of expressing her own feelings about this country, taking this iconic song that we always kind of think of as just, it's kind of just nice and pretty, and we kind of feel good when we hear it. But she's got real meaning behind this 13-minute piece. And I want to read from her notes. It's just a little bit of a quote here. This theme is challenged by more aggressive and dissonant ideas that keep interrupting, interjecting, and unsettling it. But America the Beautiful keeps resurfacing in different guises, as if to say, I'm still here, ever-changing, but holding my own. A musical struggle is heard throughout the work. Perhaps it was my unconscious reaction to the challenge of how do we keep America beautiful, dignified, and free?
And then she went on to say, brought to you by the Ford Motor
Company. Exactly.
That was it's actually quite...
Right. There you go, Jim.
To destroy the mood.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jim.
There's also an irony in there with Henry Ford's reputation for
everything. No doubt. Maybe Ford was trying to maybe do a little bit of its own rehabilitation.
Okay.
But what I like is the theme of that piece, and especially the idea that Joan Tower has an entire concert devoted to her. Again, that's coming up on February 9th at Jordan Hall. Okay.